Wednesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
You know, in every lifetime we face situations that occur. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, he's the lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me, and she said, boy, she said, I know that I'm getting old, and my hands
turn gray.
She said, I am making
preparation,
'cause I know that I gotta go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place, and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna be waiting, and I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said,
if I die
before y'all,
before you do,
she said,
I'll be waiting at the pearly gates.
And all I'm gonna be waiting for, waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going
there.
Well, I'll just rest my soul, yeah. Oh,
on the other side of the grave.
She said, ain't worried about dying, so
goodbye.
got the telephone call. They told us to meet us at the hospital. Everybody began to make their way down to the medical center. And then, for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lives to see the light through. I'ma tell you, Grandmama was strong and Grandmama knew what was going on. But I believe in the heart that Grandmama was talking with the angels of heaven. I believe that Grandmama was talking with the Lord. And
school, but it wouldn't be a game. Maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend in the bunch. Y'all would be playing along the way, telling jokes. And if you got a little noisy, Aunt Jenny might be sitting over there on the porch and she might say, "Boy, you better cut that out." And that would be enough to make you fall in line. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you would soon get it together because she knew if you didn't, she would call home and tell Mama. And when you got home, you find some switches waiting on you. We've gotten away from that. But I want to tell you today that the answer to the world's problems lies in the family. It might be grandma, it might be stepdad, stepmother, brother, auntie, but no matter who it is, whatever is family to you, we want you to hold it near and dear. Smiling face to kiss goodnight. another say, I love you so. Remember when we really cared? We'd lend a hand and say a prayer for one in need. They are proud. It's impact on each man's word. You could depend. We've got to find a way.
Just finished preaching. I was walking down the aisle. There stood a woman dressed from head to toe. She was beautiful. She said,
"Preacher, do you remember me?"
"No, ma'am. I can't say that I do."
"Well, I'm that same lady, preacher, that you saw out there on the corner. I was begging. I was dirty. I needed a bath. I was hungry. It was cold. It was raining. And your eyes caught mine. You gave me a piece of me. Well, I just want to let you know that I'm not that same person anymore. I don't buy drugs. I don't drink anymore. I go back home to my family. My children love me. And I just want you to know I'm in church and I've been redeemed. You've changed my life. And if you look over to your left and to your right, you'll see some of my friends that are going to church. And I just want to thank you. I've been redeemed by the blood of the risen.